I invite you to stand for the reading of the Gospel, which is from the Gospel of St. Mark. Then Jesus said, "This is what God's kingdom is like. It's as though someone scatters seed on the ground, then sleeps and wakes night and day. The seed sprouts and grows, but the farmer doesn't know how. The earth produces crops all by itself. First the stalk, then the head, then the full head of grain. Whenever the crop is ready, the farmer goes out to cut the grain because it's harvest time." He continued, "What's a good image for God's kingdom? What parable can I use to explain it? Consider a mustard seed. When scattered on the ground, it's the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But when it's planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all vegetable plants. It produces such large branches that the birds in the sky are able to nest in its shade." With many such parables, he continued to give them the word as much as they were able to hear. This is the word of the Lord. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus presents us with several illustrations of what the kingdom of God is like. The Bible calls them parables. We would be more likely today to call them metaphors. Jesus' first illustration is about scattering seed, waiting for it to grow, then harvesting it. Not a lot of excitement there. The second, I think, is more interesting. He talks about a grain of mustard seed and the tree that grows from it. You all do realize, don't you, that mustard doesn't just come in those little glass jars? Mustard is a plant. You have to grow it, harvest it, process it into the stuff that you can spread on hot dogs. This morning seems to be all about seeds. Elaine talked to the children about apple seeds. Jesus' parable, which I just read, talks about mustard seeds. And you may have noticed, scotch taped to the front page of your bulletin is a real honest-to-goodness mustard seed. And a line drawing of what the mustard tree looks like when it has grown. The tree grows to be 20 feet tall and 20 feet wide. Pretty phenomenal for a vegetable. Now, I hope no one really thinks that Jesus is saying that the kingdom of God is a tree. It's, in my opinion, a growth metaphor. If your faith is as small as a mustard seed, it, your faith, can grow to the size of a tree. Today we observe two different events in our common lives. Father's Day, Scholastic Achievement Scholarships. And it will come as no surprise to you that I'm going to suggest that both events share something in common. Growth. Our fathers are responsible to see to it that we grow up. We're born into this world in families, and our parents pretty much have complete control over the first dozen or so years. I know things are different now, but in the stereotypical family, fathers are the ones who go to work and provide the financial resources for the family. Fathers share responsibility to teach you right from wrong. Fathers are the ones who hold you up while huffing and puffing down the street on your first bicycle ride. Fathers are the ones who teach you how to hold a baseball bat or throw a football. Fathers are the ones who risk their lives taking you out on your first driving lesson. And if you're a girl, let's don't talk about wedding expenses. See the common thread here? Every one of those experiences, events, is a growth experience. And in all of them, your father played a significant role. So today we honor our fathers, one half of the team who made you who you are. The second growth event is the occasion of granting scholarships to our young people who either are about to go off to school for the first time or who will be going back after summer vacation. Is this not one of the most significant growth events of your entire life? When I was in high school, I was consistently at or near the top of my class. And so I sort of got accustomed to the idea that I was one of the smartest kids around. And I actually began to believe my own propaganda. Then I got to college and encountered some really smart kids. Talk about a learning experience. And without intending to disparage my high school teachers, I met some professors. I didn't know that there was that much smart in the world. Many of the people who receive scholarships today, for them, this is a foreshadowing of a new chapter in your life. You'll be leaving home, going out on your own for the first time. It's not possible to overstate how momentous this is. And it's not just those who go away to school. Leaving home to go out on your own, whether it be to a job, to the army, or just to check out possibilities in a new town, probably the most significant life experience you will ever have to that point. Even if you'll be returning as a sophomore or a grad student, your world is changing and you are growing. One precautionary advice. Don't forget where you came from. So, remember the mustard seed. Think of it as riding your first two-wheeler with your father. Think of it as the first day of your freshman year. And think how you grow from that experience. Amen.